You are listening to the Ivy League.
I'm Florian.
I'm Abby.
I'm Tom.
I'm Casey.
I'm Bella.
I'm Gavin Ray.
I'm Simi.
I'm Amy.
I'm Evelyn.
Do not be complicit. Do not follow the crowd. Speak up and fight back. You will take your lumps, I can assure you of that. You will lose some friends and make some enemies. I can assure you of that too. But the arc of history will be on your side, and our nation will be stronger for it. Now, all of you graduates have earned today's celebration. You have a lot to be proud of, a lot to be grateful for. So tonight, as you leave this great university behind, have one last scorpion bowl at the Kong, on second thought, don't. And tomorrow, get back to work making our country and our world freer forever, freer for everyone. God bless and good luck.
Okay, here we come to Harvard University. And just then we heard speech Michael Bloomberg made in Harvard graduating celebration. So let's come into today's character. First, where we are and what made today's Harvard. So how about taking a deep look at it? Look around, come with us.
Entering the official website of one university, unique styles made it impressive and outstanding. Like lectures given by its president at Tsinghua University, and this is like witnessing a people's history of Ferguson, focused on world trends. There are also many real-time Twitter, Facebook, and other social media news about the universities showed up on the web, and let you have a whole acknowledgement about it. For example, the Harvard Club of Norway will participate in the liberal arts seminar at Oslo International School from Harvard alumni via Twitter. Right, it's Harvard. Its history, influence, and wealth have made it one of the most prestigious universities in the world. At the Times Higher Education World Reputation Rankings 2015, made Harvard number one on the list. Well, the truth is, I'd rather say Harvard City than Harvard University, because uncountable activities took place in it. Celebrities like Lady Gaga came to Harvard University in 2012 to launch her Born This Way Foundation. To know more about the one and only Harvard, just keep your ears open.
Well, that's a little interesting. So, established in 1636, the university is actually a legend. Look at there, a sculpture of John Harvard. So, what about this man? Many people are curious about this university's history and some other things. So, what's the ring sound behind?
You are listening to Drink to the Ivy and Baller. This is Resign Behind.
You're always
Hey, Mom, I read an article about Harvard just now. There is a photo of that university. Do you know what it is?
Well, it's the stage of John Harvard. Well, in fact, I have taken the business courses for 2 years in Harvard 10 years ago.
Amazing! Tell me something about it.
Well, how much do you know about Harvard from that article?
Harvard is the oldest institution of higher education in the United States, established in 1636 by vote of the great and general count of Massachusetts Bay Colony. It has 12 degree granting schools. The university has grown from 9 students with a single master. There are more than 360,000 living alumni in the United States and over 190 other countries. Its school motto is Veritas.
Good. A stage of John Harvard stands today in front of University Hall in Harvard Yard, and it is perhaps the university's best known landmark. Harvard was named after the university's first benefactor. This man, John Harvard, left his library and half estate to the university. Do you know something about the Graduate School of Business Administration?
Yes, I've got it. With 59 students, the Graduate School of Business Administration formally opened as the graduate department of the Faculty of Arts and Science. Through this initial connection to the established departments, President Ellis and Dean Edward hope to get newcomers off to a well-supported start. Other United States universities begin offering business training as early as 1886, but the course of study was overwhelmingly undergraduate. In seeking to establish business as a profession, Harvard Business School became the country's first business program limited to college graduates. By the end of the first academic year, the school had 80 students from 14 colleges and 12 states.
Oh dear, it seems you have learned a lot. Have you noticed that most buildings are crimson? Crimson are officially regarded as Harvard's color by a vote of Harvard Corporation in 1910. But why crimson? A pair of rowers, Charles Eller, class of 1853, and Benjamin, class of 1858, provided crimson scarves to their teammates so that people could differentiate Harvard's crew team from other teams during a regatta. Eller became Harvard's the 21st president in 1869 and served until 1909. The corporation vowed to make the official color crimson after he stepped down.
What a fascinating university.
Yeah, maybe you will take courses there like me one day. Of course, they'll work hard first.
Okay, next we were wondering this university. It's so big, athletically, vividly. Just we heard a great speech and watched the freshman's life in Harvard. How can you join a team? Hey guys, let's spell Shine in Campus.
Welcome to Shine in Campus.
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 Shine in Campus. Hello everyone, I'm Cindy. Today let's come into Harvard University and their students' life. So alright, we first hear what the dean said.
We want to ensure we are providing students a deeply transformative experience intellectually, socially, and personally that will prepare them for a life of service and leadership. Harvard College should and will set the standard for liberal arts and science education for the next 100 years. This is who we are. Our students live here and expert ripples across the world.
Okay, so that's not odd that this university becomes one of the most famous universities in the world. So what is the freshman's life in Harvard be? As a freshman, you will live with your classmates in addition to Harvard Yard, the university's historical hub. The yard is the site of newly renovated classroom dormitories, sheltered by ancient trees and Widener Library, the heart of the world's largest university library system. During your first year, you will take your meals in stately Annie Brick Hall, the freshman dining hall. Here you will meet friends and enjoy interesting conversations with classmates from around the world. With every aspect of the freshman's experience, they work to ensure your first year is a stimulating and seamless transition into the Harvard community. So we asked a freshman in Harvard to talk about her life.
Freshman residence hall assignments are carefully arranged by freshman dean's office. I was placed in a suite with other freshmen. Most residences in the yard contain doubles, which usually consists of one fairly large room with a shared bath. Some suites have their own bathrooms, but most students share a bathroom with other suites.
Well, next, let's see the school's program. Harvard offers a wealth of programs and services to support a diverse student body, advance individual interests and talents, build an academic community, and expand the breadth and depth of your experience. The Freshman Dean's Office is responsible for all aspects of your freshman year, coordinating opportunities to meet with faculty as well as curricular and extracurricular programming for the first year's class. The Office for the Arts at Harvard supports your engagement in the arts and integrates the arts into university life. Through its programs and services, the OFA teaches and mentors foster student art making, connects you to accomplished artists, commissioners new work, and partners with local, national, and international constituencies. By supporting your development as an artist and cultural steward, the OFA works to enrich society and shape communities in which the arts are a vital part of life. The Harvard College Women's Center promotes gender equity on campus by raising awareness of women's and gender issues, developing women leadership, and recognizing women leaders. The Harvard Foundation for Intercultural and Race Relationships works to improve relations among racial and ethnic groups within the university, enhancing the quality of our common life. The Office of Student Life works to foster community building and understanding regarding LGBTQ issues at Harvard College. The Office serves as an information and referral resources for the Harvard College community, supports House Life with curricular programs and events, and provides leadership development opportunities through an undergraduate internship program. Harvard chaplains representing more than 25 religious traditions are available to meet and talk with you about spiritual concerns as well as ethic and personal matters. The Accessible Education Office works in support of Harvard College's commitment to a diverse community. This includes qualified students with documented physical, logical, and learning disabilities or other health issues that may require learning, sight, hearing, memory, speech, or mobility accommodations to ensure maximum access to education, housing, and recreation. So, what about joining a team?
And independent fitness experience, we offer a variety of recreational facilities where you can practice, play, and participate on your own schedule. We provide equipment for solo exercise as well as group classes, a sampling of fitness class, muscle condition, and yoga.
And students compete for fun in intramural sports. Teams are organized by entryway and by house. Freshmen compete for the Yacht Cup and upperclass chase the Street Cup. In addition to regular team sports, it also includes fun special events such as inner tube water polo and dodgeball tournaments. You are also welcome to join or start your own club sport. With that, for melody and varsity competitions, club sports are a great way to compete and meet new friends in a more relaxed, welcome environment. Club teams include archery, archery, badminton, ballroom dance, basketball, etc. Also, it has varsity teams and you can join in them. Varsity teams include baseball, basketball, crew, cross country, fencing, field hockey, etc. So you can choose which you like. A great university, isn't it? But it's time to turn to the next part. Shine Campus, stay with you.
After a short break.
Oh, wait.
It's okay. I'm the recording program. Oh my god, don't interrupt me.
I'm sorry.
Okay. It's okay. What? Oh, okay. There's a bus stop. Major. Alright? Let's come into Major.
You are listening to Dream to the Avalanche.
I'm Cassie.
I'm Amy.
This is Major.
Cassie and Amy are studying in Harvard University. They bumped into each other accidentally, a bus station, to kill the time for waiting the bus. They just started a talk.
Bus, where's bus?
Hello, are you from Harvard too?
Yeah, I'm from business, and you?
I major in education.
Education always sounds great. May I ask some details about your school?
Sure, be free.
What about your school faculty?
My school's faculty is an inclusive group of scholars, researchers, actively working to improve the state of education worldwide. As an HESC student, I work with a faculty that includes Mark Earth Prize Fellows and the previous Social Earlier Career Award for Scientists and Engineers recently making extraordinary contributions to many aspects earlier childhood development, classroom technology integration, and school leadership. In a word, the faculty is excellent, and I feel lucky to study in such a school.
Well, you can be satisfied with your teachers more.
I agree with you.
And could you tell me some headlines and some current events in your school?
The School of Education is excellent, so there are many English. Let's give me some examples. Go by Education and Skills Forum 2016 is held. It's the leading education event gathering leaders to address how we can deliver on the promise of education, equity, and development for all.
I've heard that forum before. It's a great one. Now, I'm curious about why you chose this school. Could you give me some reasons?
I'm glad to share it with you. Many people chose to work at HESC because they believe in our mission and values and want to improve themselves. HESC has a good reputation as a leader among their institutions at Harvard. I chose the Harvard School of Education because I familiarly believe that I will fulfill my dreams and make the world better.
I feel excited about your description, and I really hope you can realize it.
So, what's your major?
I major in business since I've been going so eager for SPS or high school.
Wow, it's great that you finally got it. So, how are you feeling now? Just talk something about it.
Right, as we all know, our college is well known across the world and educated brilliant leaders who make a difference in the world, like a president of the USA, 33 Nobel Prize winners, 32 political laureates, dozens of multinational corporation presidents. Somebody once said that its influence is enough to govern the country. For this then, I think our college totally deserves it.
How to say?
They emphasize critical teaching, thinking independently, and practicing. The professor gives visual 3 times a week, and there are many discussions in class over time. The tutor pays attention to stimulating our reflection. Besides, after class, we have much access to real trade practicing, even talking with the big chains of business field face-to-face, which really did good out for learning. The qualifications a CEO should have will be gotten after being trained in our college, such as leadership, patience, aggressiveness, and anti-pressure ability.
Wow, that sounds really cool!
But it is not easy. Every Wednesday, we have courses lasting 80 minutes, and even harder, we will be given a case to discuss in each class. You may not understand that. That case causes almost 3 to 4 hours, which leads us to
stay up late at night and only have few hours to sleep. As we say, the first semester in HBS is just like living downhill.
But don't you get tired in such busy study life?
To be honest, we are all living in a rapid pace and have little time to leisure. Everybody here hopes to reach the top and is unwilling to fall behind others. So that they work very hard balancing each episode of school life. In short, we are in high pressure but fulfilled. After all, we can see the bright future starting here.
You mean the payment?
Not exactly. Not only the generous payment of future jobs, but also the chance of developing our career matters. Graduates from HBS, we usually have offers to getting big investment banks, consulting companies, and any other commercial enterprises.
Yeah. Yes, but your hard work really pay off.
Well, the bus is coming. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Having known more much about each other, the two girls become much more familiar with. Their days in Harvard just begin, which are full of challenges and progress. Let's wish them to go smoothly.
This university graduates 8th President of the United States, except that Lin Zhuhao was also graduated from Harvard University. How about take an interview with Lin Zhuhao? So next, story on desk.
Never tiring, never yielding,
every
never finishing.
Wasted
we renew that purpose
ahead.
Today.
I might hear,
for which I have a dream today.
Prepared to die.
You only need a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love.
Even when you're struggling, even when you're discouraged, and you feel like other people have given up on you, don't ever give up on yourself.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Story on Desk. See you again. Hello, guys. Welcome to Story on Desk. I'm Clara. Nobody seems to want him on their team. But in February 2012, Jeremy Lin got a chance to start a game for New York Knicks and took the NBA by storm.
To this guy that came out of nowhere.
And as we were just talking,
Jeremy Lin getting it done.
Virtually unknown just a couple of weeks ago, is now one of the biggest stars in the NBA.
From bench warmer to house of fame, he became the Harvard educated underdog. He energized the entire Knicks team, scoring more points than the first five stars than any other player in nearly 40 years. He is Jeremy Lin, Lin Zhuhao, the Lin Sanity from the Harvard. Today, we'll have his story on that. Before the game against Lakers, as an underdog, Lin even kind of being looked down by Kobe.
Jeremy Lin, are you following that story at all?
No idea. I know who he is, but I don't really know what's going on too much with him.
Are you surprised at the production that Lin's had over the past week?
I don't even know what he's done. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
However, the insanity proved fantastic by his own action. Even Obama blowed his appreciation to Lin.
I knew about Jeremy before you did.
Are you taking credit for Lin's sanity? I kind of feel like you are a little bit.
I can't take credit for it, but I'm just saying I was there.
the overnight success is like a dream. But Lin's dream hadn't grown overnight.
That's definitely a very tough situation, especially, you know, any athlete being competitive. Everyone wants to help, everyone wants to play, everyone wants to contribute. I think that was, you know, when I talk about a lot of those moments where, you know, I wasn't happy or I was contemplating giving it up, a lot of those were, you know, you're sitting on the bench and you're just like, ooh, like, talking to myself. And, like, the more I talk to myself, the worse it gets, because it's just like, you know, a lot of thoughts go through your head as you're sitting there and you're trying to wonder, like, are they going to keep me? Or are they going to cut me? Like, what's going to happen? Just being very uncertain with, you know, your whole livelihood, I guess.
Every kid has dreams. Some want to be a fireman, others an astronaut. Most of the time, dreams are just dreams. Lin's dream starts in Palo Alto, California, a suburb of San Francisco, where this young man learned about perseverance and opportunity. Lin played for the Houston Rockets from 2012 to 2014. He felt himself grow more mature on the team. Now, being an all-star guard on the Los Angeles Lakers, Lin continues his insanity nevertheless with freedom and bravery. Everyone has sanity, that's to say, his wonder within himself. Like Jeremy Lin, you should try to find and show it and never give up.
The thing I had to learn last year is a perfect plan doesn't mean that it ends up the way you want it to end up. In the past, if you asked me what a perfect plan, I'd be like, I get what I want, I get my dream, I play well. Now I have a different perspective on what a perfect plan is. You don't get better if you win all the time. You know, you get better when you lose, you improve when you lose, you look at yourself more when you lose. So if you learn a lot, or if I learn a lot, if I grow a lot, if I become a better person through tough times, that's part of his perfect plan, that's part of his perfect will.
Story on desk and dream to the Ivy League. I'm Claire.
Wait, as dusk sets, we have to say goodbye to Harvard. At this time, I finally know why Harvard cultivating so many famous graduates. How to say, so good a choice to go to this university.
Okay, cut! You have had a long day while today's journey is ending.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。